Podcasts from the Cochrane Library, the latest evidence for healthcare decision making.
Hello, I'm David Tovey, Editor-in-Chief of the Cochrane Library. In a new Cochrane methodology review, published in October 2014, Matthew Page and colleagues examined the evidence on selective reporting within systematic reviews. Matt, who is based in the School of Public Health and Preventive Medicine at Monash University, Melbourne, Australia, describes the problems that they had identified in this evidence pod.
Systematic reviews of randomised trials are generally considered the gold standard for evidence on the effects of healthcare interventions and are a key source of knowledge for decision makers. They have the potential to have a major impact on practice, research and policy making. However, their validity can be compromised if the results of the review are biased. Two types of bias which we investigated are selective inclusion and selective reporting of results in the review. In thinking about this topic, it's important to acknowledge that systematic reviewers often come across many different results in reports of trials that they might include in their meta-analyses. For example, a trial might report depression from three different scales used at four different time points. Selective inclusion of results occurs when the decision about which results to include in a meta-analysis is based on the results themselves, rather than on some clinical or methodological rationale. For example, if review authors selected a particular scale or time point because its result was most favourable to the intervention, this could lead to bias. A related problem is selective reporting of results by the review authors, which can arise when they have multiple choices about the results to emphasise when addressing their review question. For example, pain, disability, and quality of life are all important outcomes for people with musculoskeletal conditions, and focusing on only one of these outcomes because of the results for that outcome is a sign of selective reporting. If the authors state in their review protocol that pain was the primary outcome of the review, but then downgrade this to a secondary outcome, or omit it altogether from the published review because of the results they saw for pain, this could also lead to selective reporting bias. We searched for studies of either selective inclusion or selective reporting of results in systematic reviews, but found none of the former. However, we were able to include seven studies that had looked at a range of types of selective reporting in systematic reviews. These showed that outcomes were often changed between the review protocol and published review, but it was unclear whether the decision to make these changes was related to the statistical significance of the effect seen for those outcomes. The studies also showed that some systematic reviews did not report all the most important outcomes in their abstract, and that outcomes with a statistically significant result were more likely to be completely reported in the abstract than other outcomes. The seven studies were limited to systematic reviews published before 2009, so we cannot be sure if the findings apply to more recent systematic reviews, or how cautious users of current reviews should be about the possibility of bias in the results. However, our review highlights the need for authors to follow the guidance recommended by the PRISMA statement, the Cochrane Handbook, and the MSIR standards for Cochrane reviews. They should pre-specify their analysis plans and most important outcomes before they see the results of the included studies to minimise post-hoc decisions that may be based on the observed results. They should also report the effect estimates and confidence intervals for all the outcomes they pre-specified, regardless of the results of those outcomes.
The full version of Matt's review, and of course the protocol that set out their plans for the systematic methodology review, can be found in the Cochrane Library. Go to thecochranelibrary.com and search for selective inclusion and reporting.